The Covenden Luck by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Read by Anna Bentinck. Part 1. The Inghams and the Swans, 1938. Predictions. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Old English Nursery Rhyme. Chapter 1. Cecily Swan Ingham stood on the outside steps of the office annex at Covenden Hall, glancing around. What a change in the weather, she thought. From a gloomy, overcast morning, it had become a radiant afternoon. Blue sky, no clouds, brilliant sunlight filtering through the leafy trees. A perfect day in late July. A smile of pleasure touched her face fleetingly. Walking down the steps and crossing the stable yard, she headed for the dirt path through Covenden Park, which led to Little Skell Village. Cecily thought suddenly of her son's birthday earlier in the month as she strode ahead. It had poured with rain that day and spoiled their plans for the garden party. The celebration was held indoors in the end. She couldn't help wishing it had been a glorious day like this. On the other hand, David hadn't minded about the weather. It was his 9th birthday and he had enjoyed every moment, as had his brother, 7-year-old Walter, and their sister Venetia, who was 5. It had been a happy time for the family, and that was what counted most. Their enjoyment derived from the festivities, and what Miles always called the gathering of the clan. Later that night, when they were in bed, Miles had drawn her